Thanks, Nathan. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. More than $50 billion were sent from the United States to people in other countries in 2012, according to the World Bank. In Maryland, there are more than 90 money transfer companies operating with about 14,000 different places you can go to transfer money abroad. But the cost of doing so, which has been falling in recent years, might reverse course soon and start going up. With me to talk about why is Paul Dwyer, co-founder and CEO of Via Americas, a national money transfer company headquartered in Bethesda. And he joins us on the line from his office there. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sheila. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Now, much of that $50 billion sent abroad is from immigrants sending money back home. How vital to those families are those payments?
Well, these payments are absolutely vital. These are transnational families that have come to the United States. A worker has come to the United States seeking to earn money that is necessary to support their family back home. So they're just as vital to those families as a paycheck in another family would be vital to the children of that family to pay for their housing, their schooling, their health care.
Let's zoom into your business and our state. How much are Marylanders sending abroad through your company?
Well, our company, is, as you mentioned, is headquartered here in Maryland, and we've been in the state since we started in the year 2000. And in the year 2013, a total of $165 million was sent by our customers from our agencies throughout Maryland.
And what are the big countries to which you send money?
El Salvador is the largest single recipient from Maryland, followed by Mexico and Guatemala and Honduras.
And back up for us. Explain how international money transfers work.
Well, the vast majority of international money transfers are handled by companies like Via Americas. We compete with companies like Western Union, MoneyGram, and other national companies, and the basic business model is that we have agents. These agents are typically stores, sometimes major retail chains like a Rite Aid or a CVS. Typically, the larger companies work with those chains, and small and medium-sized companies work with independent stores. It can be a small bodega-type grocery store or a hair-cutting place, different types of stores that tend to cater to the ethnic clientele that are sending to a particular country. So we contract with that agent to represent us vis-a-vis the public, and the customer comes into the agency and will typically shop the best exchange rate that is available at that agency, because the agency may represent two or sometimes three different money transfer companies. And having selected the money transfer company that they want to use, they'll put the money for the transfer, which averages about $310, plus the fee that company charges, which in our case averages just over $9, and they pay for that, and the clerk at the agent inputs the information into the system that the money transfer company provides. And that money is then available within a couple of minutes to be picked up at the destination in Mexico or Guatemala. The way that really works behind the scenes, the information travels very, very quickly. The money is still in the drawer at the agent there. And what we and other money transfers companies do is maintain a pool of money in the receive country from which the recipients draw, based on the instruction that we send to the payout agent in that country. So there are two different streams that are happening. One is an information stream, which travels at the speed of communications, and the other is a settlement stream, which travels, you know, much more slowly, and for which we use the banks in the United States and abroad as the wholesale service providers through which those funds travel.
And you mentioned the average for the transfers that you facilitate is a charge of about $9 on an amount of $310. How have those fees changed over time?
Well, on average, they have come down pretty significantly in the time that we've been in business. Our fees started out a little bit higher, maybe averaging around 4%. And at the time that we came into the market, the average fees were in the mid-teens between Western Union and MoneyGram, the total cost of the transaction, including foreign exchange differentials, which is important to understand that you know there is a foreign exchange component to the transaction as well. But overall, the costs have come down sharply over the last 10 to 12 years, and that has been driven by competition, by companies like ours, others that have come into the market that have really extended the service to a lot more places and making it accessible to people in more locations, and have forced the large incumbent companies to reduce pricing in order to meet the competitive challenge.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Paul Dwyer, co-founder and CEO of Via Americas, a national money transfer company headquartered in Bethesda. We're talking about the cost of sending money abroad. So you mentioned that the money basically gets handled by banks. And the costs, as I understand, are expected to rise because some large banks are getting out of the money transfer business. Why is that?
Well, banks participate in the money transfer business in two different ways. They can either offer a retail service to their customers or to the public at large, and very few banks do that. Or they can offer a wholesale banking service to money transfer company operators or to the agents of money transfer companies. And those are two distinct services that banks offer. The retail-facing service, as I said, not too many banks have offered it. Wells Fargo offers a service which is quite good, quite competitive, and it's one of the few banks that has really decided to focus on the retail segment. Other banks that focused on the retail segment have left the industry or left the retail part of the industry. The wholesale segment is what's absolutely fundamental for a competitive money transfer service to exist. It is required and absolutely appropriate that cross-border capital flows be routed through banks. They're subject to supervision. It's possible to monitor where money is going and make sure that the companies involved in the process are complying with the law.
And that's where you see some banks pulling out now? But
yes,
why is that?
Well, we believe that it's because the federal banking agencies are not overly friendly to the money transfer segment, to put it mildly. And banks feel that they are under pressure from their regulators to de-risk in lots of different ways.
And I gather one of them in particular, we're almost out of time, and I do want to get to this point. I gather that one of the concerns in particular that regulators have is whether or not these money transfers might end up in the hands of terrorists or drug cartels. How do you protect against that?
Well, we believe that we protect against it fairly well by monitoring every single transaction and checking it, of course, against the Office of Foreign Assets Control list, the OFAC list, and other available lists, and also by monitoring patterns of activity. And we believe that keeping money transfer safe and legal in well-regulated channels is in everyone's interest. It's in law enforcement's interest. It's in the consumer's interest. And pressuring banks to get out of the business will only give rise to informal networks that are absolutely opaque and impossible to monitor. And we don't think that that's good for anyone. It's good. It's not good for, on a policy level. It's not good for consumers.
We have to leave it there. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Paul Dwyer is co-founder and CEO of Via Americas, a national money transfer company headquartered in Bethesda. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. Just ahead, a look at the surprising results of a completely different style of parenting. Stay with us on 88.1. We'll be right back.